taco. Enjoy.
Most of Suan Chow's time is spent on her yellow and steel rolling restaurant. Equipped with fryers, grills, and cutting boards, Chow and her other staff members travel around the city preparing everything from tacos and sliders to fresh salads.
We work with a lot of the local small businesses, and everything is prepared fresh.
For the past year, Chow has been working with other mobile food vendors in downtown to get food truck ordinances loosened, and hopes that now that the issue is going before the Salt Lake City Council, that will finally happen.
The existing laws are structured for the trucks that go out to the industrial business zones, to areas that where there aren't very many food options, and they do pre-prepared foods. So generally, they only stay in a location and they move every 15 minutes, whereas I am reaching out to the general public.
If the Salt Lake City Council votes to approve changes to the city's food truck ordinance, it could mean allowing vendors to stay in a location for up to 12 hours, instead of the 2 hours they are currently allowed right now. Small business liaison Jessica Thiesing says the new changes could also allow food trucks to pay and park at meters across the city with a limit of one per block. And that's not all.
The third piece of this is the food court.
Thiesing says residents could begin seeing vendors doing business as a group as long as the proper permits are obtained. Vendors like Suan Chow say she hopes the city council will approve ordinance changes because mobile food trucks aren't going away.
It's been a national trend that has continued to grow in a lot of cities. Portland obviously is one that they have, you know, over 400, 600 different trucks and trailers. And I think cities are just having to pause and figure out how to adapt and rework their ordinances so that it becomes a win-win for everyone.
When asked how restaurants have responded to the proposed changes, both Thiesing and Chow say they have received mixed reaction. The new ordinance changes would prohibit vendors from operating within 100 feet of any restaurant or food cart. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.